moved into to three.
No, you're in four.
You moved as a stupid
prank. No, I did not. You just don't know where the thing is.
No, that's not true. You plug it into three every episode.
That's three?
Yeah, I know.
One, two?
I know. I plugged it into three.
I did not move it. So,
there
hello?
You go. Can you hear?
No, I can't hear. Just plug it into three.
Well, why can't you hear? You should be able to hear it, even if you did the wrong thing and you're blaming.
What about now? Can you hear?
Now I can't hear anything.
Interesting. Yeah. Maybe the headphones don't work on gay ears.
I don't think that's possible.
It's
it's too loud. Come on. Turn it down.
That was annoying for me. I can't imagine what it was like for you.
Mm-hmm. Turn it down a little bit more. Thank you. All right.
What the hell is this one?
Can you fuck me?
I can hear that fine. So I don't know what you. Not only did you plug it into the wrong one, you plugged it in weakly.
I didn't. I'm not accepting the allegation.
Did you really, Adam? For me,
yes.
Did you actually put it in three or four? And be honest.
I'm dead ass.
No,
I put it in three.
No, this is. Why would I just move it
to gaslight him?
No, I would unplug it or something. No, I was busy doing the thing. I didn't.
You
not,
were looking over there. I didn't really see Nick fiddle with
it. I didn't touch it. He plugged it into the wrong one. The thing is, he plugged his in first before the other ones were plugged
in.
That's
not
so
true.
He plugged it into the one closest
to him.
That's
also false.
Assuming that it was fucking.
No, this is a second false allegation you've made towards me. I'm sure we can get to 10 by the end of the episode.
You know, it's just I don't understand why you have to lie.
I'm not lying right now.
I don't care. It's just you just do this all the time.
Don't make this into a like that I have a lying
issue.
No,
it's like somebody ate
you do have a minor lying issue.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I do. I have a hyperbole issue and a fibbing issue.
You do, man.
Like I say I read and the book Chaos.
I have to say
but
it's
it did
weird.
Feel, it did feel really
hold on,
bad.
But real quick. That's not hyperbole, that's a lie.
I said fibbing.
He says two different ones. He said he has hyperbole.
Hyperbole
and,
fibbing.
If to be hyperbolic would be like, it's the best book I've ever read.
Or to be hyperbolic for you would also be like, my dick is 3 inches.
Uh-huh.
That would be complete hyperbole.
Yeah. And, of course, that would be an exaggeration.
It's Valentine's Day, folks.
And oh, it is? No.
Adam's Valentine's.
We're doing that the second episode.
It's the week of Valentine's, or was.
Okay.
Adam's, Adam's Valentine is himself.
No, it's not. It's my girlfriend.
He's
I have a big surprise for her for Valentine's Day, actually.
Another man.
Wait, is it the 13th or the 20th today?
Well, today, it's February 14th is when.
I think that's Monday.
We're recording it
today
on Valentine's.
We're recording it today.
Yeah,
right. So it's
whenever
the 20th.
This comes out.
This will come out on the 20th.
Today is Valentine's 14th.
As you all know, yesterday they released the results of Bob Saget's autopsy.
And it was
the booster, folks.
It was the booster 100%.
How do you feel about Djokovic, or I guess a month ago?
There's a long list of celebrities killed by the vaccines. Mm-hmm. Betty White, Joe Rogan, Alex Trebek, James Gandolfini.
Gandolfini was he had the beta test. He was a beta tester
Patrick
for the
Swayze.
Vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I actually have a
You're saying this is going to protect me from the chick virus.
You say I'm not going to get the fucking virus.
You said I'm not going to get the chick virus.
Exactly 1 month ago, Nick, Novak Djokovic was deported from Australia. How does that
he
make
was
you
detained,
feel?
Detained.
I don't give a fuck
deported.
About Australia.
No?
I don't live in Australia. Let Australia
but you're a
do
big it. Tennis fan.
Any other country, they could do whatever they want.
Uh-huh.
If Australia wants to, you know, make everyone ride around in fucking kangaroo pouches, I say all for it.
You know, I used to think that would be sick, but then I looked at, like, so there's a video
it's
where
wet.
They show the inside. It's all, like, gooey and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
it's like being inside of a non-sexual pussy.
Look, the only reason
which sounds horrible.
But
only
maybe,
reason,
maybe it could be like a pussy.
Here's the thing. They tell you what
but
the
I don't
want
to fuck a kangaroo, and I don't want my whole body in a pussy.
No one in Australia was told
unless it feels awesome.
That the reason their country
might feel
is,
awesome.
Is bad is because...
What's that?
No one in Australia was told that the reason their country is bad is because they're trying to find this balance between, you know, civil liberties and, you know, not putting black people in jail or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
That's what the United States thing is. It's like, okay, it's a racist country.
Right.
Yeah.
There's barely a social safety net.
Mm-hmm.
But you can convert your truck to blast black smoke at protesters.
Right.
That's the trade-off.
And we're the sickest at sports and music.
And now
Well, not soccer.
They're taking away.
Besides soccer.
They're taking away.
And like diving.
Dualies. You're not allowed to coal roll anymore. But also, on top of that, you can't bring a gun in the Starbucks. Uh-huh. So it's like.
You can. It's most places. In a lot of places.
They say they don't want your guns.
Which way is it?
Uh-huh.
You know.
Wait. Did Starbucks say you can't have guns?
I think Starbucks had a statement like post some mass shooting where they said, we don't want your guns in here. Mm-hmm.
Even in like a Texas Starbucks?
I think it was just them trying to make a
score political a
statement.
Lone Starbucks.
Corporate.
I don't know why Starbucks didn't do that. They should have just recognized the
lone
fucking
Starbucks.
Well, they should have recognized that, like, okay, conservatives, they like lattes now.
Right.
They spent a decade being like, that's gay.
Yeah.
But they realize it's kind of nice to have a little extra.
Right. Now they want a Frappuccino, but to make up for the fact that they're eating a Frappuccino, they want to drive their lifted truck into the
restaurant. And open carry a rifle. Not even hide a
night vision goggles and two assault rifles to order a coffee. And be like, can I get your name? Well, why the fuck do you want my name?
Right.
Oh, do you think I want to go on a date with you to the men's bathroom?
I don't.
No, it's for the your order. Oh. In that case, it's Cobra Actual. Go for Cobra.
Dude, Cobra's be an awesome name.
Cobra Actual.
Is that where you
chai latte?
Up that? Is that anybody or you just make that up?
No, it's like a call sign.
Oh. What's Actual?
I'm not sure. I only know it from video games, but
it's
I think it's
Tango or Bravo.
Nah, well, it's like there's a group of people. Like this is nine guys in a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then the group is called
Cobra Boys?
Called Hole Toucher.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, but then there's one guy that's like.
He's driving.
There's one guy who's actually Hole Toucher.
I see.
And then the rest of them are his squad.
I see.
Oh,
like
when the band is named after the lead singer.
So when he says Hole Toucher Actual, yeah. He's like, this. I'm the guy that's doing all the touching.
So I'm the guy. So yeah. David Lee Roth would be Van Halen David?
Yeah, Van Halen Actual.
No. Van Halen would be Van Halen. Van Halen, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth would be Van Halen David.
Yeah.
It's funny that a lead singer. That's awesome for Jew. Is he like a big Jewish hero?
Papa John.
David Lee Roth.
Yeah. Because I just said his name and
he's
I just.
Number four.
And I thought of like a little fat guy with like, you know, curly hair and glasses.
Well, everyone knows from the Hanukkah song, the Adam. Yeah. Adam Sandler
How about David P. Broth? And he's like, who wants some soup?
Yeah, he pees soup.
I made soup for everyone.
Would you have soup? If somebody pissed out the most delicious soup of all time.
Depends how good. Yeah. If it's the best of all time, of course.
Yeah, but it's just soup.
I don't care if it's no.
Now, if a guy
sometimes
could
when you hit a really good one.
If a guy could shit a Milk Bar cake, maybe I'd eat that. Which kind of gets into the conversation about transubstantiation versus consubstantiation, if you think about it.
I was just thinking.
Yeah, that's
that.
Actually what I was thinking
is
about,
this, too. Is this actually Jesus' shit?
Mm-hmm. We've all read Chaos. We all know what they talk about. I am almost done with
it. Don't Catholics actually think it is literally blood?
The blood of Christ?
Yeah.
Look at this
guy. That guy's awesome. He's so fat, he's Chinese. That God. Type of fucking fat white guy.
That
guy's
this
like,
guy's fat.
That guy's fat too.
He's awesome.
We're watching a show right now. Nick just got cable.
But it's like
cable. For Valentine's Day.
I got cable, and so I'm watching. There was a show called
Cajun, you got it for Valentine's Day.
For Cajun Justice was on for a while, but
dude,
now this
that
is,
guy, like, there is no even hint of a chin. With this guy.
But this one's called Squad : Prison Police.
Yeah.
The squad.
Oh, this is season one, episode one. We're getting it from the very beginning.
Oh, okay.
Dude, that.
So we're meeting the squad.
That is an awesome kind of guy who's completely bald, has a little goat. The only way you know where his chin should be is because of his goatee.
Yeah, the rest of it just goes down to his chest.
And he's just complete. It's just like he's just one blob of, you know. And before anyone says that's what I looked like when I was bald, I did not. Although, you know what? I watched
I love
the video.
This. Look at this. Record series. Touch of a button.
Record the whole series.
I can get
That's what? So awesome.
What is the name of this channel? Crime Investigation.
Crime Plus Investigation. I love this. Oh, this is from 2010.
Oh, so you got years.
Yeah.
You got a fucking decade
first
of this to watch.
World's
What's the chase?
World's Dumbest Motorheads.
Okay, let's
The Chase.
Actually, I think World's Dumbest Motorheads would look really good silent. Mm-hmm. Can we watch
Here
that?
Here we go. The Facts of Life on
no.
Logo.
No. Why is that on Logo? That's not a gay show.
The Ovulation Channel.
Mm-hmm.
The Ovation.
Yeah.
Oh, Roadhouse?
Roadhouse.
Great flick.
Dude, are you going to fucking put something on or what, dude? You're fucking teasing.
Yeah, I don't
want to
look at the fucking menu, dude.
First of all, I got the one with 800 channels.
Okay.
Nice.
That's awesome.
You, of course you should.
Ridiculousness.
No.
Before you guys got here, I was just watching the Mecum car auction, which is...
They got a channel with that 24
Black
hours
Black Knight?
Black Knight is a fantastic
That's an awesome
film.
Movie. Mm-hmm. You say show?
What?
Did you say show?
He said film.
He said show because he's never seen it.
Who's in Black Knight, Adam?
Martin Lawrence.
Fuck.
Here we go, wow, kids.
Got
we got
me.
Martin.
Oh, Martin. Oh, yeah.
Now we're cooking with gas.
What is this character?
I don't remember the grandmother's character's name.
He still has the mustache.
Of course, we all know the best, Shanae Dragonfly Jones.
Shanae is the best character.
Shanae really,
Damn.
I mean, as
Pam,
a kid,
Pam's
you're
got,
like, that's
Pam's got
awesome.
The dog, the bounty hunter here.
Yeah, she does she's have a fucking mullet.
She's got the dog here.
Dude, I honestly, Pam did not deserve the slander Martin threw upon her.
Oh, no way, dude.
Pam could get it.
She's the nastiest
they, but
they woman
hated
I've
each
ever
other.
Seen.
It's not like he, it's not like he was just being an asshole to Pam for no reason.
Yeah.
She was a bitch to him.
Sure, but she's not that. She's not ugly.
I feel like she hits men, you know?
Oh,
I would
remember Gina's underwear, her big
yeah,
ass
she
underwear.
Has big underwear.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You want to maybe put the sound on?
No, we have to watch.
Oh yeah, we got
to
do our.
We have to do the show, Adam. Yeah. Be a professional.
Our fellow YouTube streamers are getting deplatformed left and right over doing over streaming stuff. So in solidarity,
copyrighted content.
So in solidarity, we're not going to lean on copyrighted content.
Is that happening?
I don't know. I saw something about it.
Wow,
that's fucking bullshit.
Hassan's about to get the boot.
For wow. what?
For illegally streaming Das Kapital.
That's a book.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what he streams. I've actually never watched. I've never watched a single stream in my life.
Yeah.
No, nor have I.
Yeah, I don't get it. I'm too old.
I don't know what
it's
it
for,
is.
Dude, it's crazy.
They watch other YouTubes and they say what they think about those YouTubes.
That's a lot of it. Dude, my friend's younger brother, he came to like visit. This fucking kid just threw Twitch on and just was like doing stuff. He just has it on. They have it on like... for hours at a time. They don't ever really even engage. It's
yeah.
like mm-hmm. it's background noise for little kids, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those guys become like fucking billionaires.
Dude, Hassan
it.
Makes fucking like $250,000 a month.
Respect.
Off that
yeah.
shit.
Damn.
And then all he does is like I think the all you have to do, I mean, Hassan's handsome or whatever.
He's mm-hmm. a cute kid for sure.
But he's got a bookshelf with like Pokemon on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all you need. A camera.
You need a cool bookshelf.
Pokemon
with, like,
bookshelf
in the back.
Yeah.
You know? And then
and a racing seat.
And then you just
dude,
get,
I'm about to quit the podcast and become a Twitch streamer.
And then you just get mad at you get mad at people.
You got
to
do it a lot. It's a lot of work.
No, that's
you
got to
do it every
you
day.
You have to do it like every fucking day.
Yeah, it sucks.
And I would never do anything like for 4 hours in a row.
Yeah,
that's over.
Yeah, those guys work really hard.
I respect them. The yeoman.
Those guys.
The yeoman streamers. So,
those guys are. I can't imagine working.
It really is terrible. Like I don't know. How I could possibly go back to a job at this point.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how. And I there's
you
not would, like...
You couldn't.
It's not like,
I'm going
okay.
to grad school.
Well...
Dude, if one of us went to grad school...
I was looking the other day. I swear to God. I shouldn't have said that on the show. I swear to God.
You're so stupid.
No, I can go to...
For what, dude?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, my God. My head hurts. I was laughing so hard at that.
I'm not going to say.
Grad school. Creative writing, are you going to go?
No.
Yeah, you know that's what it is.
No.
You know that's literally what it is. He's trying to get in the Iowa Writers Workshop. I'm
trying to go to
He's gonna write essays. That would be actually that I would support.
I got mm-hmm. I got 3,000 likes.
You are very
last
good at
year
you're
on
very
my
good
paintings.
At you're very good at likeness, which is the key.
I guess so.
If you're good at likeness and perspective, all the other shit you can
like
learn.
Most other things I tried it and then completely
gave up
way too
it.
Early.
You gave up on it. Why don't you get back?
I mean, I was mainly doing it so I could ignore my family at the beginning of COVID when I was over there.
Mm-hmm. You know what works for that too is drinking.
Yeah.
Hey,
no,
yeah.
No. You can really pay a lot more attention to them if you're loaded.
No.
You gotta do the combo drinking plus garage.
Yeah, garage.
Yeah, you need to be tinkering with something drunk as fuck.
Give me.
You need to be fucking up some
I'm fixing the fucking vacuum cleaner.
I'm taking it apart and putting it back together.
I gotta focus on what I'm doing.
I got a nice surprise for Valentine's Day for my girlfriend.
What'd you get her?
I'm taking her out to a restaurant where she can eat sushi off of a naked hot guy.
That's awesome.
Because that's what girls like.
They love that.
Yeah.
They love taking a little unagi off some
fucking
cock. Once again,
Adam purchasing a sex slave.
No, it's legal.
Once again.
How big was the guy's dick?
Oh, I got an XXL because I got the I got the full sashimi option. Oh, so you need extra cock space for...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if you get there and he's laying face down. Obviously, she's just...
It's all in his ass.
Butt cheeks. Pieces of fish just like flopping out.
Yeah,
what if you have to suck out a whole...
And
like
he's like, domo arigato.
Do you think that's what gay businessmen do? You know,
yeah,
they go out for hot guy naked sushi?
Oh, yeah. 100 fucking...
That's cool.
Yeah, they get it. They get it under their nuts. You gotta lift the guy's nuts.
I feel like within 10 years.
Okay,
like,
how about this?
All of Wall Street is just gonna be powerful homosexual.
Hold on, let me before we take that for a spin. Well, I asked the thing about soup being piss. What if a guy lifts up his balls? You take a he lifts up his balls. There's the most delicious piece of sushi you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
He puts his balls down.
Mm-hmm.
Puts them up again. Another one.
Oh, like a vending machine.
You know what I always thought should be under there?
So you got to touch his balls every time you want one piece.
You got to lift his balls every time. But it's so good.
An SD card slot.
That's awesome.
You know? And that's
in your gooch?
Because I would, any vaccine you want to give me, I'll take if it goes into an SD card slot in between my balls and my ass.
Yeah. I always did.
That's all I'm asking for.
You're a simple man.
Were we talking about how I thought a pussy should go there?
Yeah.
But then we decided.
Yeah, we can.
You
talk
pointed
about it.
Out.
We can talk about it again, though.
You pointed out it would hurt to get your nuts smashed when you're getting your pussy fucked.
Yeah.
And that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give you your flowers while you're still around for that.
Nick could have been you could have been like a civil engineer or something.
How about Vin-Manuel Diesel?
Mm-hmm.
Vin-Manuel Diesel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why not something that goes?
They're both good singers.
Wait, who's Diesel?
Vin Diesel?
Well, it's
okay.
I'm actually a big fan of Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. Yeah.
Diesel.
Vin D's Nuts.
Diesel Hughley?
Diesel Hughley. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What about Vin Mike Diesel?
That's cool.
Some guy I've never met that Nick's described to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't believe I never met him. That really breaks my heart.
Yeah, I wish. Sounded really fun.
I feel like Virginia was always just a little too far for me. As a young buck, I stuck to College Park and the surrounding areas in Baltimore. And
I think I may have met you for the first time in Virginia, actually.
Me?
At Re-Raw, I think.
Oh, I guess Re-Raw, yeah. I would go to Re-Raw. But that was later on.
That's when we were mature.
Shout
adults.
Out EJ's Landing.
Oh, yeah, dude. The first place I did an open mic in my life. The fucking seafood restaurant attached to a Clarion Inn
Has anyone ever said you're on a seafood diet stuff?
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you see it and then you eat.
Shut the fuck up!
Oh, sorry.
I'm not on that.
He eats a lot of seafood.
Yeah.
I'm not on that.
You see seafood.
I see my... I see food. And if I want some of it,
I take it. I don't want to.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Shut the fuck up.
I thought you would think it was funny.
I don't think that kind of stuff is funny, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So take it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my friend said they were on a seafood diet. And I said, yeah, well, I'm on an N food diet.
What does that mean?
Like fried chicken.
No.
We shouldn't have asked him what it was.
Yeah, that is our fault.
That is our fault.
You know what? Tommy's look right now. T-shirt is fucking tank top over a t-shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why the fuck would... Like, jersey over a t-shirt, fine, but a plain tank top?
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck thought of that costume? Fucking dumbasses.
Yeah, what the hell is this, Tommy? Halloween in Africa?
Why would it be in Africa?
Well, because, you know, they have wild clothes there, so the Halloween costume, they'd be like, they want to look like a guy.
Something
just,
plain?
Yeah, well, a guy that looks sort of just dumb in America. Because if nobody would be like, what is this, Halloween?
Right.
You know, they'd be like, Tommy just looks stupid.
That's true.
Okay, I got you. I follow that.
You could always tell which kid's family didn't love them when it was Halloween and they came like dressed as a soccer player, but they were just wearing their uniform
that was
from
that was
soccer.
Me. That was my family.
Did that really happen?
Oh, yeah. They stopped buying me at the store costumes. And my cousin, his mom, was like good at sewing and she'd make
him. No, that's different.
She'd make him incredible stuff. And I'd just wear like a blouse of my mom's and then my dad would draw like a beard on my face. He's like, you're a pirate.
You know, that's something though. I'm talking about literally just
one year I did wear my baseball uniform though.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
When I was on the Braves.
That's fucking pathetic.
I remember being like 7 or 8 and figuring out that you don't need to wear a coat. You can just wear a hoodie and get the candy.
Wow, that's cool.
That's fucking bullshit, dude.
Is it bullshit?
Yeah.
Your parents.
On your part.
No.
Yeah, Nick has
You
the
have
worst
no
family.
Magic in your life, dude.
No, I don't want magic. I just want the fucking candy.
Nah, dude. That's not.
Come on,
that's
dude.
All part of the experience.
It's about playing pretend. It's
having fun, imagination.
Being a kid.
Thinking about what you would like to be.
Mm-hmm.
I was the Pillsbury Doughboy. That crushed.
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
Third grade.
The red
crushed.
M&M.
They loved it. You got poked
loved
in the stomach.
It, dude. Loved it. I got extra
you
candy.
You did woohoos?
Of course. I was doing so woohoos all night.
One year he was a circle.
I was a little. My first costume ever, I was a little clown. I was cute as fuck.
Da Vinci's perfect circle.
Let me think some fucking classic.
Get out of the sink.
Hercules, I was.
Get down!
I was Kevin Sorbo's Hercules.
That's pretty pimp. Yeah.
With a like muscle suit.
Kevin Sorbo.
Oh, they like buff arms.
Kevin Sabara.
Yeah. With the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got pecs.
And I was a Power Ranger a different year. Just some real bangers.
My parents
classics.
Got me a store bought costume for the last time in kindergarten when they got me Dick Tracy.
The last time was kindergarten?
And then they were like, just made it up.
Dick
like,
Tracy's cute.
Did you even like cute. Dick Tracy? And did you even know who Dick Tracy
yeah.
was?
I think I saw the movie. I liked it, yeah.
I don't
you know
understand
what?
It.
I actually agree. I loved Dick Tracy when I was like, because
I didn't know what it was
kindergarten
really
was like,
going
kindergarten,
on.
I didn't even understand what culture
was before
in
we moved to Vegas.
I remember seeing Star Wars when I was in kindergarten, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I didn't even know what a movie was.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Well, it's kind of like
I didn't know there's a guy in it. It was like Empire Strikes Back because I remember like Luke Skywalker being in a tank. Doesn't that start is that Return
in the
of,
cold planet? Yeah.
No, what is it? Return of the Jedi where
Empire
he's in a tank
is in the,
or something?
Maybe. I don't remember.
With the AT-ATs?
And then, yeah. And I remember,
that's Empire.
I remember TIE fighters being in it being like, what? Like, what? And I remember, there was a kid in kindergarten who was like made a TIE fighter out of like Lego, or these like building blocks.
Mm.
And he's like from Star Wars. I'm like, that fucking, the thing that was on, you know about that?
Jamel told you about Star Wars.
Well, I'm like, what? Yeah, I remember just being like confused by the concept of like a movie.
Jamel was telling me there was a kid in his kindergarten who was like in kindergarten, but like, just wore fucking Grateful Dead stuff every day. He was like, he was already fucking burnt out from, like, tour.
That's so
we were on mushrooms
awesome.
Once, and he told me that. I was like, I could not stop laughing.
Real quick, how would you like to get jacked off by the Lady Charmin Bear?
Not
the Lady
Charmin Bear.
She's got very soft hands.
Yeah, it's true.
I guess.
How about getting jacked off by one of these fat Weight Watchers women?
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Would, of course. They're trying to make a change. They're trying to have a better life.
Her gaining all the weight back and getting wine drunk.
That bitch
Carlene
probably
lost 30 pounds.
That bitch probably gave such good a top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're starving.
Oh, my God. 100%, dude. I can't wait. I can't wait my 50s.
Mm-hmm.
After the divorce, I'm just fucking a bunch of fat Weight Watchers ladies.
Mm-hmm. You better get married soon if you line up for a divorce.
Yeah, I can see
you
in the
could
next
do, you
3 to 4 years.
You could do a divorce quick, brother.
That's true.
You could do a real quick one.
Nah, mine won't be super quick.
They're like Billy Bob Thornton, kind of Mickey Rourke.
No,
like
mine will be like a nice.
Like, I met the love of my life.
I'm not one of those
and
guys.
In 6 months, you're married and beating each other, pulling knives. You both go to jail.
That's way more of an Adam move.
They're like, we just.
Or you, actually.
We just couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
No, my move is getting beaten by a
woman. I can see either one of you doing that. I'm not one of those guys. I would have a nice marriage for like 9 years, then ruin it for no reason.
No, I'll probably be alone for the next 5, 6 years and then kill myself.
Nah, I don't know. I don't
5'6" is decent. You'll get it to 40, maybe.
Not quite.
Nah, no, I don't think
he
so.
He just missed 40.
I don't know.
No, I'm saying you'll be running up on 40.
I just, by the time you're 37, you're not going to kill yourself.
I mean, yeah, it's pathetic to kill yourself.
I said that about, I mean, you can't kill yourself at 33, yeah. But.
Well, you know what, though? You can't at 30. Actually, I take it back. Right around, like, 46, it gets.
You're allowed
you're back
to
in the zone.
Yeah, Bourdain.
Bourdain zone. You're back in the zone. Until like 70, and then you can't.
Did you watch the documentary?
I actually didn't.
It was pretty good.
I misremembered it, but I remember because David Foster Wallace killed himself in his 40s. Yeah. And I remember reading, I guess it, his wife found him. So I'm confusing him with somebody else, but that somebody killed themselves, and I remember the line, they were found by their longtime girlfriend. Mm. Which is like, that is just so funny.
To be like in your 40s and have a
girlfriend. No, to have some bitch. It's like, can't we get married? You're like, I'm not sure about the commitment. Yeah. And then you kill yourself.
Yeah, she's like,
you literally commit suicide.
Yeah. She's like, that motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
Now I got to start all the way over.
Right. You want to move in? I don't know. That seems too permanent to me. That seems like a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah, that's got to be a tough one for that, lady.
To know you're going to kill yourself, you're giving away all your stuff.
Yeah.
You're like burning all your journals. And she's like, buy me a ring. And you're like, come on. I feel trapped. I feel like I can't breathe.
Honestly, if you know you'll kill yourself.
You're just letting the car run in the garage.
Yeah.
I'm like I'm being suffocated by you.
Would it be worse to if you knew you were going to kill yourself, propose so at least she gets that one sick day where she thinks she's going to be married?
No, that's mean.
That's way worse,
that's
right?
A prank. Yeah, that's,
I wouldn't
that's
say it's a prank.
Prank. No, that's
I would say
prank.
There's something nice about that moment in and of itself. Mm.
No, I don't think you should give it to her and then take it away.
And then you don't think
I don't
so.
Think you should.
It'd be like one of those fun that. YouTube videos that ends up on Ellen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's up, guys? So I decided next week I'm going to hang myself. And my girlfriend has no idea. So I'm going to propose to her. So she thinks that we're fucking engaged for a week before I do it. This is the kid GoPro set up on the bookshelf. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. She's like calling all of her friends or whatever. And he's just looking at the camera like, oh yeah.
He finally asked.
Yeah, star wipe 1 week later in the GoPro. And his face is already just black.
Yeah.
There's an extension cord poorly knotted around his neck.
Oh, no.
Door opening. It kind of shifts his body a bit.
Yeah.
It hits the router, and she gets out of the car.
Oh, no, Jason!
I'm Rob Dyrdek, and this is ridiculous, man! Is that how that show starts? I don't know.
Yeah, I think
I've
so.
Never seen it. Yeah, what's up? We're watching some damn videos on the internet.
My man is still wearing etnies or whatever he's wearing.
DC. He founded DC.
Really?
Yeah, he's mad rich.
That's how he got rich? He founded DC?
Yeah, I believe so. Maybe I'm making that up.
Maybe he's just sponsored by DC?
No, I think he created DC.
What's the
Shoe
C?
Co.
Is it Deerco? Deerdeck?
I don't know.
What's the C?
I'm going to look it up right now.
It stands for Daddy Country.
Daddy Country.
That was the original name of the shoe company was
yeah,
Daddy
he's an
Country.
Entrepreneur.
And they were low-top cowboy boots.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they were open-toed cowboy boots.
Damn, he had an animated series.
You know how stupid that would look? That cowboy boot with like a flip-flop toe section?
And they're just completely open?
They're just open on the top. The rest of it looks like a cowboy boot. But
that's awesome.
The toes
just
are...
Just the toe. It still goes all the way up.
It still goes all the way up.
Wow, that would be so stupid.
Whispers.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Just wearing that in Texas. Wearing that to the most backwards parts of Texas.
Yeah, and you painted your toes. They look
right.
Awesome.
Just going, the red, the full cowboy outfit everywhere else but those. Going into a bar. Being like, y'all got anything to drink? I'm parched. I'm parched and I need a drink.
Thank you, kindly stranger.
Oh, I was wrong.
Yeah,
he didn't start
I thought
it.
So.
Mr. And it stands for Drewers Clothing.
Drewers?
Yeah, Drors.
Who the fuck is Drewer?
I don't know. I'm not a skater.
When did it start?
I'm not a skater. I'm a fucking grown up.
You're a poser.
I'm a poser. I was a poser in middle school.
Of course you
straight
were.
Straight up.
You're still a poser.
No, you had to go. You had if you wanted to
a
like,
fag too. Already.
If you wanted to go,
as long as we're on the subject.
Yeah, if you wanted
that's
to talk,
you are.
If you wanted to talk to girls, you had to either be a prep or a skater in my middle school.
What I did is I just had a long...
So I learned how to ollie, which
I had a
was
long,
the bare minimum.
I had a long tube. I'd taped together a bunch of paper towel rolls, and I would, you know, from about where you are...
You're a creative kid.
I would put it by their ear, and I'd be like...
Scream.
Do you want to have sex with you?
And they'd be like, what the fuck? And then I would just lift it up towards the ceiling. And they would be like, he just whispered something in my ear. I'm like, I'm across the room. How's that even possible?
How's it even possible, teacher?
Well, the science teacher would be too. Like, that's very true. Allison, go to the principal's office.
Allison, you're expelled.
Allison, you're going. You're being sent home for lying.
You're being sent to special school.
Allison, I'm sorry that had to happen.
We're
to you,
Nick. Sorry,
Nick.
Allison was being a bitch, and yeah. It'll never happen again.
No problem.
Hello, Nicole. Welcome to the tube. Welcome to tube talk.
Did you guys ever have a teacher that hated you when you were a little ass kid?
Like, no, never.
I mean, what am I asking? Yeah.
I'd say 50.
No, they all liked me.
50 to 60%. I was really annoying.
I only had one teacher that had a feud with me. He was a cunt.
I used to always get bad citizenship.
Food with you.
You had a food with a teacher?
He didn't have a food with me, unfortunately.
I love my family food.
It was a guy teacher that was mad at you.
Yeah.
Really?
It was fifth grade. I was becoming kind of a snarky little bitch.
You're becoming a little snarky.
I was feeling out being snarky.
You got too into Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I found out she was gay and it ruined my whole life. Yeah. It sent me spiraling. I couldn't believe
and
it.
You started acting
I
out.
I started acting
for
out.
For attention.
Once I found out
That's
Rosie.
A classic story.
Once I found out Rosie was
That's
gay.
That's a classic story.
I got into all kinds of fucking
Your
trouble.
Your parents could have just taken you to a therapist. I mean, it's normal for a boy.
For a boy to get
to find
mad.
Out Rosie O'Donnell.
His favorite daytime talk show host is a lesbian.
Then you didn't get the help you needed. It's not your fault.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah. And I also stopped doing homework. I started cheating more.
I started cheating fifth, sixth grade.
Yeah.
And I never looked back.
And then in sixth grade, I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Because in Baltimore, there's only two good schools, and you have to test into them. Everything else is like a fucking horror show. So I got into the good school, but I was the dumbest kid in my class. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, these kids are all fucking way smarter than me, so I'm just going to cheat.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be funny and cheat.
Yeah.
And I never cheat. I never bothered to cheat.
Yeah, you just got Fs.
Yeah, I would just fail.
I would cheat and get As.
Me too.
Classic conniving Jew. That's where I learned all my tricks.
You don't have to put
talents.
It that way, man.
Well, yeah, Stav, we've never said it on the show, but you are half Jewish.
Yeah, that's true.
Your mom is Jewish.
I'm half circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
The right half of my dick.
It's like, yeah, it's like Two-Face. You're Harvey Dent.
My dick is Harvey Dent.
Yeah.
How is Rachel going to love me now? Half my dick is gone.
What is the end of Martin? Did you see that?
What did it
One
say?
One half of all black males will be murdered in their
no,
lifetime.
This is the beginning of Boys. Most will die at the hands
it's
of another black
of
man. Oh, this one had a message.
This is the beginning of Boys.
I love when sitcoms try to have a message.
It's not a sitcom. It's the beginning of a movie, you fucking idiot.
I'm saying. I just remember when sitcoms try to have a message.
Either they don't know or they don't care.
I remember the episode of Smart Guy where TJ had learned about pedophiles.
Oh, yeah, the guy who
Hold
made,
on. I actually
made
have,
a video
I have
game.
Not watched Boys in the Hood in probably 20 years.
Yeah, I don't want to watch it this way.
I know, but I forgot how good this movie
is. It's a great movie. I don't want to watch it like movie. This. In fact, maybe I'll watch it later. It's like, I'm going to watch Ocean's 11, the original, later.
Mm-hmm.
I just watched all three of the Ocean's
What's
movies.
The original? Oh, like Frank Sinatra and shit? Mm-hmm. I've never seen
it. It's weird. Like, the plight of, like, black people in South Central Los Angeles, it's mixed for me because it's like, you know, tragic, but also they're people from Los Angeles.
So you think they're fake?
Well, no, I think
you think all
anything bad happens to anybody from Los Angeles, fine by me.
Just because you were almost raped there?
Well, you know that, and they're fake.
They're fake.
It's a combination of the two.
Is it because you were trapped in a gay man's Prius? The black community in South Central has to pay for it.
I didn't say they have to pay for it. But maybe if they want to move to Houston, perhaps.
You'll care about them then.
Or hot Atlanta.
Or hot Atlanta, brother.
HH.
You know, also skeptical of the vaccines.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I knew that before I got the vax.
I wish
I heard that
I
first.
I am not surprised in the slightest.
HH, I think I saw HH making actually some very similar arguments about Bob Saget. I don't know if it was real or not, but I saw a really funny Facebook comment that was attributed to HH.
It is some of the stuff on social media is very funny. Just the people being like, so let me get this straight. A guy that's been doing a gram of cocaine a day since 1983 just drops dead at age 65.
Yeah.
A cool 9.5 weeks after he gets the booster shot. And nobody wants to put two together.
No, yeah. We're being gaslit. We're being gaslit by the media.
Yeah, I don't care if the vaccines are killing people, but if it turns out the vaccines are killing people and they try to do this gay shit where they're like, actually it's climate change, then that's where I'm not fucking...
Are you teasing season two of Nick Skeptical About Science? You've already talked about climate change.
Well, look, first of all, we won with the fucking paper straws. We won.
That's true.
And that's because of people like me.
Yeah. No, the paper straws can suck my dick.
And that's because of people like me.
And they make no difference.
The climate
whatsoever.
Change thing, here's what you know. They're going to tell you climate change is real, and it may very well may be.
Yeah.
I don't care. The point is, if climate change is real,
yes,
whose fault it is fucking Exxon.
Yes.
It's not me.
You're right about that. No, we're aligned there.
I'm not changing my life in any fucking way.
Yeah.
But that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, what's up with this t-shirt?
Nothing will happen.
I forgot how sexy.
I fucked her already.
No. No, you didn't. You weren't old enough.
I fucked her
this
already.
This movie came out like 93.
I will kill you.
Shit.
Nick, you're gonna kill like four Adam? You were 4 years
because
old.
Because you said you didn't fuck the teacher in Boys in the Hood? In the beginning of Boys in the Hood?
Isn't that an actual
threat? Yeah, I thought it was funny.
Is that a documented
threat? I thought it was funny as a kid. Is that Africa and South America are the same shape?
They look similar.
They look like the same shape.
And I always thought that too.
But it's also, it's like, you know, it's like Europe, America, and then Russia. That's the bad guy. And then there's these other places.
Right.
Which is kind of, they're in the same category here.
How do I change the channel?
Not with the Apple TV remote. That's for damn.
I got one remote, dude. I got one elegant solution.
You could theoretically use one remote. 91. But I like using different remotes.
So you like that?
I do.
No, dude, fuck that.
You were 2 years old when you fucked that lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1982, I was.
You know what? I wasn't there, so I'll choose to believe.
In 1982, I was 10 years old.
You were born in 1972.
Y'all remember the 70s? The 70s, that was... Boy, shoot.
You got some good stuff on right now.
Many Saints of Newark.
Storage Wars, Texas. Shit.
Oh, yeah, let's get over
there.
There
we go.
Let's let Storage Wars, Texas run.
Well, what have we got in here? We're going to look in. It's just a giant swastika flag.
Whoops.
Okay, never mind.
Next.
Yeah. Look at this guy.
I'm going to start dressing like that. The Texas shirt with the cowboy hat.
I fuck with the Texas shirts. Mm-hmm.
I thought for a while if you made a flag shirt that people thought you were disrespecting the flag by like...
No. You love the flag. I'm going to be in Texas in I guess I was in Texas last week and I bought one of those shirts.
Yeah, and I'll be next week in Boston.
You know what? Texas ain't so bad.
I love Texas.
Yeah.
I
like Houston a lot.
I would live in Texas in a heartbeat.
Why don't you?
Because I prefer to live in New York.
Oh, so you wouldn't.
Yeah. Because New York.
So you're a liar.
Because New York, the city, she fucked me, but I love her.
I feel you.
Yeah, I know. Like all these people that are like, well, fucking, you know, liberals are going to leave New York if they don't stop with the mandates and all this bullshit or whatever. It's like, I don't fuck. This city could be on fire. I don't want to.
Yeah, I know. I'm not leaving it.
I really don't care.
I'm too lazy.
Part of being in New York is hating the fucking government.
Yep. Say the mayor's a fucking piece of
the
shit.
The mayor's a fag.
No one's liked the mayor.
No one's ever liked the mayor.
For 150 years. I'll take that back. My boy fucking LaGuardia, dude.
Dude, Nick and I were at a Paul Simon concert and like the softest crowd in the world. The second De Blasio came out on stage. This is pre-COVID, too. Yeah. Everyone's like, fuck you. Boo! Boo! Just like NPR people.
De Blasio. De Blasio's just trying to have a nice night out, dude.
Just like, yeah, like the softest.
Booed at a Paul Simon
the
concert.
The softest fucking, like, Hillary, like, the fucking notorious RBG crowd.
Yeah.
They were still like, you fucking piece of shit.
He is truly a fag, dude.
This was pre-COVID.
The worst moment of him.
Yeah, nobody liked him at any point.
The entire time was the when he's eating, he gets like the free Shake Shack if you get the vaccine video. Did you see that one?
I don't even remember that.
He's like, for a limited time, if you get the vaccine, we're giving you $100. And also, Shake Shack,
like eating the burger and like drinking the soda, but like you're not supposed to like actually eat anything on camera because it takes way longer to chew than you think it does.
Yeah,
so he's like,
he's swallowing too quick.
There's even a fries element in the deal,
you know, and just
no charisma, definitely didn't pull it
just
off.
Just sort of a loose, dry pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, one of the worst combos.
Yeah.
It's wide open. Your dick fits in, but it would be excruciating
His pussy sounds like a car rolling into the tire shop on the rim.
Yeah.
Just the
yeah, fuck him. How the fuck does anybody win? Yeah, mayor. And Eric Adams, bitch ass. One of his boys, I think, owns the building where everybody fucking died.
Yeah.
Oh, in the Bronx?
Because they didn't have heat and you had to use a space heater.
Oh. I would love if he just does the same speech for everything. He just shows up, 16 children burned to death. Another 30 in the fucking ICU.
Yeah.
Getting skin grafts from the wrong race. There's fucking people coming out looking like Michael Jackson. A wrinkly Michael Jackson.
And
just being like,
we bring his swag back.
This fire was a fire with swagger.
New York City is the home of swagger. Yeah, he rocks.
Big Eric.
I'd rather him be the mayor, right, than De Blasio's pretending to be. You know,
what's
something
up with that
not,
lady's knees? What's a Tesla?
I feel like
about?
It's an impossible job. No one can be the mayor.
It's an impossible job
because the city does. I feel like they.
It's a massive job too.
The city's going to have to make concessions to like big business to continue being New York, and unless you want some fucking Republican psycho that's also going to make all the cops Nazis. Now you split the difference, and you get. I mean, I don't know how. I don't really know shit about Eric Adams.
I think he was a cop.
He was a cop.
Cops are about to get. We're about to.
Well, it's the same. It's the same. Wild. Right, exactly. Because he's like, well, I support the police, but I want accountability. And it's like, what? That doesn't mean.
I don't
anything.
Think he. Even mean I don't anything. Think he even says that.
Yeah,
I think he's like everyone at Rikers. Everyone's in solitary.
But he was also beating the cops. Beat the shit out of him as a kid.
Oh, mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, he had some like a lawsuit against the city. He was a victim of police brutality. Then he became a cop.
That's awesome.
And now he's the mayor. Mm-hmm. What's next?
No, he cleaned up the department. That's why the NYPD is so good now.
His brother is like his fucking... He just assigned his brother to be like his fucking liaison to the police or some shit.
Is his brother a cop as well?
Yeah, his brother looks just like him. It's awesome.
That's sick.
That's awesome to be immediately giving your family jobs. Your
Does Eric Adams have a bitch?
I think he's single, dude. I think he's getting pussy.
He gets puss.
I bet you cool. That's that I can fucking support. If he's doing a bad job because he's like hungover.
There should be a dating app where to be a woman on there, you have to be a woman that's in some kind of commercial.
Okay.
You have to be in any commercial. To be a guy on there, you gotta have a couple hundred bucks. Gotta have a couple of Benjis in your pocket ready to spend on some sex.
So you would buy sex from these women.
He's got a girlfriend.
Maybe I'll
he does?
Tracy.
What's she look like?
Tracy. She looked good. Tracy Collins.
Tracy Collins. Let's
Tracy
take
Adams.
There she is.
I'm going to check it out on my own phone. Thank you, Adam.
Okay.
How does that work? You take the man's name when you get married? Or is it before?
When you get married.
When you get married.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who is Tracy Collins?
I'd like my girlfriend to take my first name.
Tracy Collins.
Nah, she's fucked.
Reminds me of Tom Collins, the alcoholic drink. I'm going to sit here and think about that for a second.
Honestly, I would not fuck Tracy Collins, dude.
In her headshot, she looks nice.
How about Dick Tracy?
She looks nice, but not hot.
It's Adam, dressed up like having sex with Eric Adams.
What about that lady, that other lady that was running for mayor?
You know, his full name, Eric Adams, is Eric Adams' boyfriend.
I didn't know that's
that. That's not true. His real last name is boyfriend.
That's
not true. She's NYC's unofficial first lady.
Mm-hmm. It's Eric Adam apostrophe S. No, that's not true.
The best mayor for New York City would be an Italian man that doesn't know what mayor is, and he's married to the Statue of Liberty.
Dude, this rocks.
Hell yeah, what's that?
His stance?
Eric Adams seen partying with TikTokers at exclusive New York. How old are these girls? Like fucking 14?
Hell yeah. He gets his.
Look how fucking young these bitches look.
Well, whatever, dude. Have you seen how good they are at dances?
I do, yeah. They're probably not even that good.
Well, we got the bidding going on now.
Uh-oh.
Storage Wars.
Okay,
taxes.
So now it's at 500. Mm-hmm. So Roy just bid 600 and he won. Whoa, no. Victor's are coming in at 700. Just Victor. To keep you. Uh-oh, Roy's back at 750. Yeah. Victor does 8. Roy 850. Yeah. Victor will see him immediately.
Victor wins. He's like, I can't do
Wait,
it.
Wait, this and is on the Vice
Victor
channel?
Victor wins and they open it up and inside there's a Coupe de Ville and 9 white women.
And he's like, no! Damn!
Roy kills himself.
So, but this, they just bid on a feeling, right? There's no.
You get to look in the front of it and then shine a flashlight in.
Oh, that's sick. Okay.
It's stupid. Yeah. It's like they don't let them walk around and see actually what's in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it costs 800.
And then you hope that, like, in the back, there's some valuable shit buried in there.
There's no way. There's no way there's $900 worth of shit in there.
No chance. That's all garbage.
Yeah, this IKEA lamp, a bunch of tracksuits.
I mean, those clothes.
Is that. That's
whoa.
That's his chick.
They just upped the value to 600.
Yeah, but it's always bullshit. They pull something out. They're like, yeah, that'll give me
a turkey fryer.
Yeah,
fish
sick,
fish fryer.
Do they fuck?
But does it have oil in it? It's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
I did stand up at a stripper's birthday party in South Austin. She looked exactly like that. She was a retired stripper.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, nice.
And the only veteran. The only
25 years on her on
and
the
I
force.
Got,
the only veteran I respect.
I got trashed at that birthday party. And the only thing I remember. First of all, I remember being on.
Wait, $1,000?
Quote unquote stage.
Right.
And somebody throwing me a beer, but there was a light in my face, so I didn't see it. So it just bounced off my head. And it fell on the floor.
Did
and
it go psst?
Yeah, I got a pinhole in it, so it was spraying beer. And I just, you know, kind of
whatever. Try to suck it off?
Yeah, well, you know, just.
Put your mouth on it?
Yeah, tried to figure something out. And then, but at the end, we were leaving, and the retired stripper, like, she can't. I was in the back seat of the car. And she's like,
you drove there with her?
No. Like other comics drove.
Gotcha.
So I was just in the backseat of the car and we were leaving her house. It was at her house, her husband's house. And she was like, thank y'all so much for coming or whatever. You made this the best birthday. And then she just leans in the car and pulls her like 4.5 foot long tits out and just hangs them into the. They're like rolling the window up on themselves. These
hell
old,
yes.
These old ass tits.
That's awesome. Like ball sack.
Was that like just her way of being like, thank you?
Just two droopy dogs hanging.
Did anybody touch them?
Going down soon.
Did anybody touch them or suck them?
No, you can't touch a stripper's tits, man. You know the rules.
I'm saying
she's retired.
She's off the clock.
She's off the force. She got her pension.
Mm-hmm.
Oh damn!
Well, to answer your question, though,
let's see if Victor's 900 was worth it.
The kind of shit people put in the storage is hilarious.
I know.
They're like, what if I need this stack of National Geographic magazines?
Yeah, yeah, these
I can't throw these out.
These CDs,
right?
Uh-oh. Oh, this is a new one.
Oh,
we got
spot.
A 500 bid already.
Victor's pissed off.
Dude, Victor is not having
Victor's,
this.
Yeah, Victor's fucking...
Some fucking gay guy.
Victor just got out of jail, and he just spent $10,000 at Storage Plus.
Oh, Roy needs to get some action. He's paying $750 for this. Whoa, some guy went $70, $75?
He's adding $25 increments.
Roy wins at $8.50.
I like this guy that's like a Texas version of fucking Wallace and Gromit that's doing the hosting.
Damn, dude, they pay cash for this shit? Victor's pissed the fuck off.
Victor hates Roy.
I like in this show they're enemies with one another.
Yeah.
That guy Dave is the villain from the original. That guy's a real piece of shit.
I don't remember.
I don't like him.
What do you got? You got nothing,
Victor. He's the one that just
goes, you fucking dumbass.
Wow. He just goes, yep.
You got a bunch of cardboard boxes, a Vizio box.
Victor spent $900?
Yeah, fish tank.
You got $80 for a fish tank, this shitty vacuum cleaner.
That's no way that vacuum's worth that much.
$20, that's garbage, you retard.
$130, no way.
You know what? $20 for those.
A used bath mat.
Disgusting. Why is someone keeping that?
What's he going to value this at?
That's negative.
That's for.
This is trash.
It's got bed bugs.
He's explaining he got fucked in his ass. But this thing, this might say.
Jacuzzi.
You know.
A jacuzzi shell.
That's he's like, huge. He's got buttons on it. You can press the buttons. Maybe I can sit. Maybe I can just live in here. Yeah, I'm good, brother.
He got fucking hosed.
This is where I live now.
Yeah, fuck Victor, dude.
Yeah, Victor's stupid.
That was a fucking stupid fucking move on his behalf.
He's like, I guess I'll just go back.
Whoa, what the hell?
The jacuzzi's
the jacuzzi's worth $1,000?
No chance.
He's out of his fucking mind.
He thinks he can get $1,500 for that jacuzzi.
He's out of his fucking mind. All right, now we check in on Roy.
Dude, we're streaming.
Okay, yeah, this is kind of like
this is what Hassan does.
Yeah.
Basically, I think
what I think the show is about is capitalism.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, he valued that. Oh no, that's the cost.
I just wish old
$6 for a fucked up leather coat.
No,
that's disgusting.
Poker table $6. The jackets $18. This thing's.
That sucks.
Not worth nothing.
That thing sucks.
This is garbage. This is garbage.
Those speakers are fucked up.
That speaker.
Oh, there's a tool thing in the back though.
He said that's $60.
No chance those speakers are worth $60.
Damn, these people are retards.
What do they have? Garbage. They have thrift stores where they sell those to people.
I don't know where they have eBay businesses.
It's literally
maybe?
Just a box of shit.
Hold on.
Do they ever go in here and it's like somebody's baby picture?
Hold on, he might have something. It's a baby calculator.
he just sits down Indian style and he plays with that thing for the next 30 minutes.
What is that?
I don't know. This is not worth anything. He's got some laminated flooring boxes.
He's like, when I found that baby calculator, I said we're in business.
We don't even see. There was a whole thing of tools back
Lamp
there.
Assis, Florida?
Lamp Assis, Texas, bitch.
Or Texas? Oh, I forgot we're in Texas.
That guy's hot.
Yeah.
That
guy's. Anyway, so
yeah, whatever.
Look at the tits on these men. Look at the breasts.
Can
on
we
this
at least
fella.
Tell them the episode number of Storage Wars that
yeah,
we're
so
watching,
they can
so they can
along.
Follow along?
Sure, I'll look that up.
Yeah, it's the one with Roy and Victor. Oh, these guys.
They seem like they're cast.
This
season
originally
one?
Aired April 3rd, 2012. Yeah.
Season 1, episode 16 of Storage Wars, Texas.
All of these
a
guys.
A fistful of auctions.
All of these guys are buried under Joe Rogan's house.
Currently, it's 19 minutes and 59 seconds, mm-hmm. So you guys can watch along. I'm sorry, 20 minutes and 4 seconds. You can watch along.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's house was actually built on an ancient fat-titted retard graveyard. And he's being haunted by fat-titted men.
Damn, Eric Adams got a nice bod.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's hotter than his girlfriend, in my opinion.
He's yoked. Mm-hmm. Look at him at the polar plunge.
You'd say he has swagger?
Yeah, I would say
he
has
swagger. Oh, he got swagger.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look at Eric Adams.
That's a nice body.
Yeah, it actually is, dude.
Eric Adams' boyfriend.
Yeah, looks like he.
Nah,
looks like he really takes care of himself, goes
Adam,
to the gym.
Whoa, this guy's literally ripped. Holy fuck.
Yeah. I didn't know this about him. Why wasn't that his campaign slogan? I'm jacked.
You can see some ab here, dude. Check it out.
Oh yeah. And he's like 70 years old.
Mm-hmm. That's impressive. Eric Adams on Twitter.
But to be fair, he was probably doing steroids as a cop for 20 years.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Had a blast in Orchard Beach. Any day that I get to talk to voters and break out the swim trunks is a good day.
He should just go around in swim trunks all the time. In the middle of winter. It's in Times Square. Going to the pool is a sport of swagger.
Would you grab his cock?
No. It's a form of protest.
I don't know.
You sexually assault Eric Adams. No, I don't think I would. No, Stavros, I don't think I would. That wouldn't come to mind.
I wouldn't either. I'm just asking.
You know what I do? I shake his hand. I shake his hand. I say, Mr. Mayor, it's nice to meet you. I didn't vote for you, but it's nice to meet you. I didn't vote for anyone.
Yeah, weren't we?
I really wish I did, because I wish I voted for Sliwa.
Hell yeah, dude. My man survived the Gotti assassination attempt. Mm-hmm. Gotti's son tried to have him killed.
Did you see the debate where they were like, what's something that people might not know about you? And Sliwa was like, electronic dance music. It's my favorite kind of music. It makes me feel good. I'm 64 years old. I love electronic dance music.
It was so funny because I was reading The Five Families while the campaign was going on. And they just mentioned Sliwa because of the, like, mafia shit. I guess he's been around for a while.
Yeah, man. He's a guardian angel.
He's a guardian angel. This gay-ass little fucking beret.
One thing we never did for the show is have uniforms.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a beret, Mayor. Yeah. No kind of hat. No beret, no,
yeah,
no
yarmulke. I'm with you. No yarmulke. Yeah,
that's not a hat. That's a.
Can you imagine if Ben Shapiro was the mayor of New York?
Yeah.
That'd be terrible.
That'd be awesome.
Just a guy like that.
Yeah, that would be the opposite of Eric Adams. He'd have no swagger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love taxis.
I would love to see.
I love New York. I love taxis. I love Times Square. I love having a slice of pizza. Pizza.
I would love to watch him fuck.
Yeah.
It would be so funny.
Ben Shapiro?
There's no way he fucks like...
Well, he fucks fully clothed.
How many times do you think he's fucked in his life?
He has a wife, yeah.
40 times?
I think he's probably one of those guys that's like, well...
How about Ben
Shapiro? The Torah says we have to have sex tonight.
How about Ben Shakira?
And he's like, Ben Shakira.
Ooh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. Siesta, Fiero, something the sounds of your body.
The sounds of my body.
Lucky that my breasts are small and humble.
Is that one of the lyrics?
Yeah.
Humble titties.
Something ooh, baby, about when her... you clap my cheeks.
Oh, baby, when you fuck my ass.
Ooh, baby, you make... when you fuck my ass. Let me read you the lyrics. Wet ass pussy. This is a pussy that is wet. That is disgusting.
That was all. He literally did say that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
That's awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, they got little figurines. All right, we're back, guys.
Oh, he got one. Sorry, it was commercial.
It was a commercial, so we had to do the podcast briefly. But don't worry. The show is back on.
So once again, it's season one, episode 18, Storage Wars, Texas. This gentleman with a hat, I don't know his name, he found a bunch of Old West figurines.
I figure I can put them in my ass.
I can stuck those right up that's my
just,
asshole.
That's just about a cock size right there.
I figure I can put these in my ass.
You could take the heads off and smell?
Maybe there's booze in there.
Recreate the Alamo inside my colon. The doctor said I shouldn't be shoving figurines filled with liquor baby. In my ass anymore.
They got heat chip in them.
But the doctor ain't my daddy. That's what I told him. I said, you ain't my daddy. I can do as I want.
It is awesome when those guys say daddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. My daddy taught me. Yeah. My daddy taught me.
They're probably the
imagine
only,
us saying
they're
daddy.
The only yeah. adult man.
I have
that
to go see my daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sharon and I took well, my kids daddy to and see my daddy.
My daddy and my mama. They live.
Yeah, we went over to the lake. We saw my daddy.
Uh-oh, let's see.
Had a great week.
People say Nana instead of Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
Nana isn't as bad
Nana's
as...
Nana's pretty normal.
As like...
There, you catch that a lot.
There are some really weird ones. I'm blanking right now because I'm invested in the show and I want to see...
You know what would be a better show is Storage
you found literally, they just found a pair of sunglasses that say Made in France.
Value.
And they're taking it to an appraiser.
They guess $1,200. My guess, $40.
Yeah. This guy's like, get the fuck out of it. First of all.
Whoa, $1,700. They are worth something.
Damn.
France sunglasses?
Holy fuck.
Yeah, you have been to France. They got bitches there. They got all kinds of sunglasses.
$1,700.
Wow. What glasses store can you go into where you just sell garbage sunglasses?
Wow, good for him.
You sell them on eBay, I guess.
Fuck.
Oh, his store is called Millennium.
Millennium.
Oh, no, he's getting it appraised.
Oh, okay. What are we getting appraised? Oh, the baby calculator. Let's see what the baby calculator's worth.
What?
Oh, it's called Little Professor.
Why does he think that's valuable?
Why is this guy losing his mind? How the fuck would anyone know what this thing is? Well, this is he's like Indiana Jones with
and
this.
By the way, we're watching with no sound, folks, so we kind of have to make
it silent,
have to
so
guess what's happening.
Yeah,
so,
well, we're trying to do our job. Oh, fucking.
Once again, for those following at home, Storage Wars, okay. Texas, Season 1, Episode 8.
So the value, our friend, Lee, what's his name, Roy, guesses 93.
Roy Crap is his name.
And let's see what the actual value is. The actual value is...
He paid $800 for a baby loan.
$123.
Damn. I thought why? He literally said damn. You saw me.
He said damn at the same time as Nick.
I thought the baby calculator would be worth way more than that.
Dude, that's so much for that.
Yeah, he's keeping it. What is that? I'm going to hang on to the baby calculator because I might need this to do baby math. I'll see you later.
The little professor. The little professor, folks, if you're at home.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to look up the little professor.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, it's not worth anything.
I'm just kind of curious. And that's also my dick's name, by the way. The little professor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we go. Now we got the two guys that are...
It's a backwards functioning calculator designed for children ages 5 to 9.
I think in a sexless big boy relationship with each other. If I had to guess,
these are two good old boys.
Right. They're Texas gay, which means they're not actually homosexual. They just have a mutual hobby.
That guy's Adam.
They're two
asexual. I would never get a tattoo.
That's you, dude.
I have no respect for tattoos.
Okay, now, so they're checking out the Wyatt Earp figures.
The guy's like, now, these look okay, but they smell kind of bad.
The guy's like, years of chili impacted into a colon.
I tried them out before we got here. Do you have a fitting room?
Yeah, I think I actually forgot one.
All of the heads are ripped off for some reason. They're like, well, I filled them with Lawrence's seed before putting them inside their home.
So they guess 900. Let's see the actual value.
No, I think he told them already. It's not.
No, it's 1200
for the whole set. 12 for the whole set. And they spent 350 on that.
That's a nice little payday. They look a little upset though. They thought they had like $10,000 in them.
I wish I had kept them in my ass. To be honest with you.
And they're just gonna keep.
And that's exactly where they're going. they're in there right now.
They're really disappointed. They thought they had something.
Yeah.
Well, folks, that the episode, Lisa makes 900, just to recap you with her sunglasses.
Thanks for joining us on Twitch stream. You're listening
to... Ricky and Bubba made 850.
The October Storage Wars Revolution.
Wow.
Socialista.
The most valuable thing...
Victor made 730, and finally... Our friend Roy lost $727.
Right, the most valuable thing ever on Storage Wars was someone found $7.5 million in cash.
What the fuck? Are you allowed to keep that?
I guess so. You bought the unit.
Hold on. That guy's being murdered by whoever owned that storage facility.
Yeah, you can't just take that money.
Whenever that fucking... That obviously a cartel guy gets out.
Yeah.
Dude, his wife looks kind of good.
You know what? That would be a nice beginning to like a mafia movie.
I just want to get my dick sucked.
Yeah, we do like... Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Free idea for anybody who wants to make that movie.
You're not allowed to make the movie. You know it's royalty.
It's our movie.
If you make the movie, you're going to jail.